When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Always a pleasure to have this lady in the WGHN studio. It is Kelly Larson from Fortino's and Sweet Temptations. How are you?
Good morning, Mary Ellen.
National Ice Cream Month. Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, I decided it would be a good time to sign up to come to our chat because it is National Ice Cream Month, our favorite month of the year, and you know, for America's favorite dessert. But we don't very often talk about Temptations, our Temptations location down here at the waterfront.
Yeah, so let's talk about it.
Temptations came when Chinook Pier started in 1984. So we've been around for 41 years. And we don't talk about Temptations because you all just come to Temptations right in the summer. We're pretty lucky.
Oh, well, I'm telling you, as soon as I walk out the door, I can smell the cones when you make the
waffle cones, yeah.
And it takes me back, and suddenly I'm 11 years old again up on Mackinac Island. It just, the smells that come out of Temptations and Sweet Temptations just takes me back to my childhood. Isn't that amazing how that can do that?
It does. It's a trigger for you. I always like to describe it as a mini vacation, right?
Yes.
Like that you, we sell fun. I'm in the best industry in the world because we all just have such positive associations with ice cream and coming for a treat or with your family. And
isn't
then, of course, to walk the boardwalk with your ice cream cone, which is what Grand Haven's known for.
See, now I want to go out there. What time does Temptations open?
Usually around 11 in the morning.
Okay.
And then we close at 10:30 at night this time of year because we're there for the musical fountain.
Well, that's awesome.
Our busiest time of the day is from 9:30 to 10:30 at night.
Is it really?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Now, do you have a favorite ice cream?
It depends on the day.
Does it? Okay.
It does. A longtime standing favorite of mine is Butter Brickle, which is kind of a butterscotchy ice cream with a brickle piece. Harder and harder to find the brickle anymore, and it's kind of an old-fashioned flavor. We might make it once every few years.
Yeah.
And I don't eat ice cream like I used to, so it's hard to make 10 gallons of that at a time. I love our cappuccino crunch. I love that coffee one. I love the peanut butter cup. I love Heath candy.
Love them all.
And we've been playing with flavors over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Cookie Explosion is one of my favorite. We take Justin from Grand Finales, his chocolate chip cookies.
Ooh, and you crunch them all up?
We put them in the machine so the base is almost like a chocolate chip cookie shake.
Ooh.
And then we stir in more chocolate chip cookies and Oreos. I also use him to make, we take local Reinders blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
He turns them into like blueberry pie for me. So we swirl that in vanilla ice cream and use his pie pieces in our ice cream too. So and then there's a key lime pie. We've done a banana cream pie. Peach crisp will come towards the end of the summer. I mean, this is the best part about ice cream and making our own ice cream is we get an inspiration or, a trend or, of course, then in the fall we go into pumpkin. And
right.
So we have the opportunity to make whatever we want.
I often will say this, and I want to know, and I know you've heard this before. If I have brownies at home, or say I have pie, I'll say to James, "We need to get some vanilla ice cream to cut the sweetness."
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
It really does.
People look at me like, "Why would you put ice cream on something sweet?" Because it cuts the sweetness.
Well, and it belongs together.
Yes.
As far as my favorite desserts, you can't beat a warm brownie or a warm chocolate chip cookie or a warm piece of pie with some vanilla or our vanilla bean ice cream. We use that Madagascar bourbon vanilla that's probably my favorite dessert is something the a la mode kind of thing, a warm brownie sundae. Oh.
And butterscotch is something that I haven't had a lot of butterscotch in my life, but it's something I love. I love a butterscotch topping.
Or a butterscotch malt or a root beer malt or a root beer shake.
Oh, a malt.
Oh, yes. Well, old fashioned too. Again, it's, to put that malt powder in there, it's not hard, but that taste, if you don't know what a malt is, actually some people don't anymore. It's the kind of the inside of a Whopper's is that malt flavor.
Yeah.
And it's harder and harder to find Whoppers too. We had to kill chocolate malt chip this year because they no longer make crushed Whoppers.
Wow.
I know. Who would know that, right?
Who would know that? And I know you guys make pies and cakes. I think I had an ice cream cake. It was for Valentine's Day. You had those little ice cream cakes. How important is Grand Haven Main Street to what you do with Fortino's and Sweet Temptations and all of that?
Well, Main Street is fantastic. We're pretty lucky to have an active Main Street that draws our guests in year-round. Obviously, Temptations capitalizes on our summer tourists, and it's amazing how we all, you know, congregate here in the summertime, but it kind of goes away in the wintertime. Main Street does a really great job of bringing us together. The social spaces are fantastic. Coming off of 4th of July, it's our busiest day of the year, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. A little bit busier for us than Coast Guard. We're grateful to have that kind of an entity to support our business. A lot of people get confused. Temptations, Sweet Temptations. Temptations, of course, is down on the boardwalk. Sweet Temptations is over by Culver's. But we're grateful to be a part of this community. And I love serving on the Main Street board.
I was going to ask you about that.
For the last couple of years. Lynn Nagin over at Matt Kite has headed the promotions committee. I've been on that for a couple of years.
I adore her.
She's doing a great job she pushes the off-season promotions. We're lucky enough to have a couple of, there's some natural promotions and people here in the summer, so Main Street doesn't push as much in the summer because we need the help in the winter, kind of like we need all of our locals. So thank you all for supporting us year-round the way you do.
Well, and I think it's great, too, because you employ a lot of kids that are in high school, and I mean, if I was 16... This is why I want to work at Temptations all summer long.
Heck yeah, it was my first job.
You know, and there's nothing like being out and seeing a kid with an ice cream cone and the vanilla or chocolate all over their hands. It's dripping. To me, that is just summertime, you know?
It is. We're a big part of it. We love it.
You really are. Not to mention all the homemade treats that you make, like the caramel corn. Thank you for that. The chocolate drizzle caramel corn.
You're welcome. Had to bring Mary Ellen a treat.
I appreciate that.
So, yeah, we have about 75 kids who work for us. And
wow.
We just were interviewed a couple of weeks ago from MLive, and I'm grateful to have the relationship I do with so many of the kids we have and to give them a fun spot and to be able to help them grow and develop as people. I think my pay it forward to the world is teaching people how to make change.
There you go. There you go. I know.
Well, and of course, to be nice and to learn how to deal with customers. Not all of us know how to do that immediately.
No, and that will be something that they will use throughout their whole life. Exactly. Everybody remembers their first job, right? And the skills that you learn. Well, you've got your thumb on the pulse of Grand Haven happening.
We try. Thanks for having us on.
Well, thanks for being here.
At National Ice Cream Month. Woo! You know, how many licks does it take to eat an ice cream cone?
I don't know how many.
I think it's about 100 or 87, I think, is the official number.
Well, I'm going to wait till Temptations opens at 11.
And you're going to go test it out?
I'm going to test it out.
You're the best, Mary Ellen.
You're the
best. Have a great weekend, everyone.
All right. This is another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight. Go, go, down.